Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon, coming to you with another podcast on the credit repair process. And today we're going to be talking about getting back into our series on violations by debt collectors in which you can file a lawsuit against them. And we are now at violation number 3. But before we get into it, you know, I got to thank all of my followers, all of my subscribers, all of you guys guys and gals, you know, I won't forget the gals, but all you guys and gals who download my podcast, who call me, text me, email me, message me, and tell me how these podcast shows are helping you understand the credit repair process. And many of you guys are saying how you're using it to help repair your credit. So I am truly thankful. I could not have done this without you guys listening to my podcast, following through. And if just one of you guys would email me or call me, that lets me know that hundreds of others may feel the same way and that we're giving them information that needs to be out there to help you guys repair your credit. Because you know what I always say, you do not have to live with bad credit. There is something you can do about it. And while I am not a lawyer, so I don't give out legal advice, but all the information I give you is for educational purposes only. And what I always say is take the information I give you, build upon it, study some more, get more information, because obviously whatever subject or topic I talk about, I can't give you everything about it because I will be doing 2-3 hour live podcasts, and I'm not about to do that. So I try to give you the meat and potatoes so then you can start building on it to help you grow, increase, understand the credit repair process. All right. So I definitely appreciate you guys. And I got to shout out those of you who send me a Cash App donation by just saying thank you. Appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. If it's $2, if it's $5, if it's $50, whatever you send me, I thank you for it because I know you don't have to do it. And I don't do this for that reason. I do it really just to give you the information. So I do appreciate all of you guys who do send that Cash App donation. Thank you very much. All right. So what we're going to be talking about is violation number 3. And we're going to be talking about how when a debt collector calls you, how does he violate your right in terms of a debt collector calling you on the phone? Well, there is some new rules that came out last November. Actually, it was November 30th of 2021 by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB for short. And it basically outlines some new rules on how debt collectors can call you, things in terms of when they send you a collection letter, things that's supposed to be in that letter. Excuse me. And whether they can contact you on social media. So we'll definitely be getting into that. But let's talk about this violation. So normally, before this new rule came out last year, a debt collector, when they would call you, now obviously the Fair Credit Reporting Act always states that a debt collector cannot harass you when they call you, cannot be cursing you out, cannot be abusing you over the phone. All those are violations, immediate violations, in which you can file a lawsuit against them. So they know that they can't be calling you more than 4 times a day or 3 times a day, right? But they were allowed to call you, under the old rule of law, they were allowed to call you basically every day, but they couldn't call you more than 3 times a day. After that, it would become abusive and it would become a violation. Now, with the new rule, that changes a little bit on how a debt collector can call you. And so they came out, and I'm just going to read a little bit of the article from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau on changing times and things that have help them to understand and put this rule into place. So I'm going to read a little bit and then we're going to go into the violation. All right. So from there, article, Understanding How the CFPB Debt Collection Rule Impacts You. And you can always find this article online, CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That was an article on November 30th, 2021. And it says, if you have a debt in collection, it's often a challenging time. You may be having a difficult time financially, and that can be frightening. And if a debt collector contacts you about your debts, you may have concerns about whether the debt collector is legitimate. Those are true concerns right there. Whether the debt is yours or if the amount the collector is seeking to collect is accurate. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act makes it illegal for debt collectors to harass or threaten you, as I just stated earlier, when trying to collect on a debt. In addition, on November 30th, 2021, the CFPB new debt collection rule became effective. This rule clarifies how debt collectors can communicate with you, including what information they're required to provide at the outset of collection about the debt, your rights in debt collection, and how you can exercise those rights. So here we have right there, they just outlining basically the new rule that took place became effective November 30 of 2021. Now, again, a lot of people do understand how bad debt collectors are. Now, not every debt collector or collection company is bad. Let me put it that way. Not every one of them. But I will say, in my opinion, the majority of them are bad. The majority of them will violate your rights. The majority of them will try to harass you. The majority of them will try to scare you into paying a debt that may not basically be your debt. And so these rules are in place, or these laws are in place, to help you, the consumer. Now, the only problem is that they don't send these rules, these laws, to your house, but they're out there. And a lot of times, debt collectors will violate your rights because they don't believe you know what your rights are. And that's a fact. And I've been helping people repair their credit for over 15 years. I've dealt with many debt collectors myself, and seeing the tricks of the trade that they try to do, the conniving ways of trying to collect debt. And again, not all of them, but the majority of them. Because remember, how they make their money, they buy your debts for pennies on a dollar and then go after you for the whole thing. It's $1 million a year business. They make millions of dollars every year buying debts and then collecting on it. So if you owe a original creditor $1,000, a debt collector may just buy that for like $200 or less, and then collect the whole $1,000 from you. You see how that works? See how much money they can make just buying debts for pennies on a dollar? So these laws, again, and I'm saying this because these laws are here to help you and me, the consumer, protect ourselves against unfair and what I call evil debt collectors. But you got to know what the rule is in order for you to be able to sue them for violating the rule. And so that's what we're talking about. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk more about violation number 3, in which you can file a lawsuit against a debt collector. This is the Credit Repair Show. I'm your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon, and we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. As we were recently just talking about violation number 3, in which you can file a lawsuit against a debt collector. Now, when I say file a lawsuit, I'm actually saying go out and if these violations are happening to you, go out and find a consumer attorney in your state. Not a divorce attorney, not a injury attorney, not a real estate attorney. Find you a consumer attorney who practices consumer law, and they will be able to file a lawsuit on your behalf. And 9 out of 10 times, they will not charge you for that work because the law allows them to get paid. Whoever they sue, if they win the case, they would have to pay their fees. So a lot of times these consumer attorneys will do it for you for free. All right, so go out and seek a consumer attorney. All right, so let's look into this. How often can a debt collector call you? That's the question. And they break this, then it becomes a violation. So let's read. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, also known as the FDCPA, prohibits debt collectors from repeatedly or continuously calling you with the intent to harass, oppress, or abuse you. Under the debt collection rule, collectors are presumed to violate the law if they place a telephone call to you about a particular debt, and here are the two reasons, more than 7 times within a 7-day period or within 7 days after engaging in a phone conversation with you about a particular debt. If they do those two things, they are violating your rights and you can sue them. So let's unpack that. So the first one says a debt collector is presumed to violate the law if they place a call to you about a particular debt more than 7 times within a 7-day period, meaning that if they call you, let's say twice on Monday, and you don't pick up the phone, you don't answer it. They call you twice on Tuesday, you don't pick up the phone, you don't answer it. They call you twice on Wednesday, you don't pick up the call, you don't answer it. They call you twice on Thursday, you don't pick up the call and you don't answer it. Now that's 8 times they called you within a 7-day period. That's a violation of your rights. Or that 7-day period can be broken up. Maybe 3 times on Monday they call you, 2 times on Wednesday they call you, another 2 times on Friday, and then they call you on Saturday. Again, once they get to 8 times calling you within a 7-day period, that's a violation of your rights. Now, typically, how do you know that? Because they most likely they'll leave a message letting you know who they are and the name of the company, and you got to document that. Document the telephone call. Document the telephone number. Document any messages they leave you. So when you see that number calling you again later that week, you document it. See that number calling again, you document it. But if it gets to 8 times in a 7-day period, that's a violation of your rights. So that's one component. The other component says a debt collector is presumed to violate the law if they place a telephone call to you about a particular debt within 7 days after engaging in a phone conversation with you about a particular debt. So what that means is, if a debt collector calls you and you pick up the phone and have a conversation with them, unless you tell them they can call you tomorrow, the next day, or whatever, unless you tell them that, once they have this conversation with you, they cannot call you back until after 7 days have passed. No matter what the conversation is, whether you tell them you don't believe you owe the debt, whether you tell them whatever the conversation is, once they make that initial contact, and that could be on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Friday, a Monday, but once they make that initial contact in which they actually speak to you over the phone, they have to wait 7 more days before they can call you again. That's the law. That's a debt collection rule which came out November 30th, or became effective November 30th, 2021. And again, most people are not aware of this. And so sometimes debt collectors know that, and they try to call you again the next day after talking to you, or 2 days later. Or somebody from the same company might call you. It doesn't matter who calls you. If it's from the same company, the first time they have a conversation with you, they have to wait 7 days. And again, you have to, again, I keep telling everybody, start documenting those calls. I know debt collectors are aggravating, and I know nobody likes talking to them. But listen, if you are in terms of saying, hey, I'm going to fight back with these guys, if they're going to violate my right, I'm going to sue them. And guess what? Your lawsuit could be up to $1,000 per violation. $1,000 per violation. So you got to learn how to start documenting this information. Get the person's name when you first talk to them. Get the name of the company, even though they're supposed to tell you that, but make sure you write it down. The name of the person who called and the name of the company. Now, there's some other information you're going to get, but for the purpose of them violating your rights or breaking this rule, you want to make sure you have their name and the name of the company. Now, if they call you on Monday, they can't call you back again until the following Tuesday. Or following Monday, I should say. Well, Tuesday, actually. They got to wait 7 days. So, yes, engage, because they will be violating your rights. But once they do it just one time. You have the right to sue them. So violation number 3, in which you can file a lawsuit when a debt collector violates how they call you or speak to you over the phone. If they do it more than 7 times, if they call you more than 7 times, or they call you more than 7 times within a 7-day period, it's a violation, meaning that they don't talk to you, but they keep calling your number, they keep calling your number more than 7 times in a 7-day week, that's a violation. Or if they do talk to you, they have to wait 7 more days before they can call you again. Anybody from that company have to wait 7 more days. If they call you within 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days again, that's a violation, and you can sue them. So I want you guys to understand that you have some rights. Listen to this podcast over and over, because sometimes you may miss something, but please, you do not have to live with bad credit. You do not have to live with debt collectors chasing you and harassing you. You can fight back, and there are some laws to help you do that. So you've been listening to The Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. Appreciate all of you guys. For those who are new to this, and if you need to find me on any of my platforms, go into the description of any one of these podcasts. You'll be able to reach out to me through Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all that good stuff. My email address and all that good stuff. So I appreciate you guys. And you know what we always say? Stay blessed. Whatever you do, stay blessed. But what's even more important is that you are a blessing. And with that, we say, have a blessed day.